Oh, yeah, I went on a first date. And when I opened the door, my man was at my front door. And I was like, whoa, like, right? And then he hit me with the Rico. He pulled the flowers out. And I was like, wow, this is different, right? So I'm not even paying attention. I brush past this trying to walk down the steps and get to the door, right? Because I'm not paying attention. I'm just so not used to it. And it just hasn't, like, I just didn't have a lot of practice. He opened my car door. I get inside. He closed the door. I immediately went to my group chat. It's weird.
Did you say he opened your car door?
High five.
No. Now let me explain, right? Let me explain. By the time we got to the restaurant, my follow-up text was, y'all, that's my bad. I just realized and all that stuff we be talking about, we don't really want it. And I felt like he technically did everything that we be saying we be wanted. In my mind, instinctively, my first thought was, he corny. But he really did everything that we want. But it.
I'm a champion. All right. It's cool. Still a champion. 7 years fumble sometimes.
There it happens.
What's good? We are back for episode 3 of Meaningful Discussions. I'm the one and only Latest Love Avenue.
And I'm Shaq Daddy, the king round here.
As you see, every time, like I say, every episode y'all see, it's going to get better and better. And if you notice, we got like a little... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just a little pun on the MB terms. You know what I'm saying? We got our badges that we showed you last time. And we also got our... what do you call these?
Lab coats.
Yeah, I was about to say scrubs because...
I don't wear scrubs.
We're not doing scrubs. We're not nurses. We're medical doctors. I mean, meaningful discussioners. Meaningful discussioners. And today on Meaningful Discussions, we're talking about too damaged to know what you want. If you started at the beginning of the video, you seen a video of a young lady that basically was just admitting to, I can't believe this. She was holding herself accountable. She was holding herself accountable because she, like, all right, if you guys understand how the video went, she basically was saying that she realized she doesn't really want what she's asking for. And she's basically was talking to all women. And she was like, you know, do we really, really want the things that we're asking for? Because she didn't like the fact that the guy was being a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And me being the person that I am, I have ran into situations like that where you get looked at like weirdly if you've been a gentleman. And today we want to discuss that. We want to talk about what makes some of us. And we know when you're talking about, I know some guys that's like this too. What makes us so damaged? So do you have anything that you'd like to elaborate about that story that you've been through in life?
I don't want to elaborate right now, but we got to do this toast we usually do when we start the show.
Definitely. So let's not forget that. Before we get started, let's go ahead and do our toast. Like I say, this is episode 3, and we're talking about too damaged to know what you want.
Intellectuals from different fields, masters of their respective crafts, diagnose the enigma of society as they bond, grow, and laugh through the prescription of meaningful discussion.
All right.
Woo-wee.
Tequila. All right. So, yeah, I don't really want to talk about any of the situations that I've dealt with. I just want to say that, like we mentioned earlier, there's something wrong at the root of all of our, I guess you would say, societal shortcomings. Reasons why people go through what they go through and say things that they don't truly mean because they don't know what they want or what they desire in life. And that's mainly because of whatever influences that these people have experienced growing up, through life, whatever. And it's put a sour taste in their mouth, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
But they hold on to those things as, this is how my life is now going to be. And that's the issue. Mm-hmm. Because you see your life one way and don't think that you are worthy of better things or the things that you think are better, you tend to draw or attract those things to yourself unknowingly because you give it so much energy. But if you just give the energy to those things that you do desire and a mate or whatever, what have you, you will see that you will begin to attract better candidates, should I say, for what you say you want, whether it's friends, whether it's a mate, whether it's a job. But because you've been through so much bad experiences, you tend to give more energy to that, dwelling on the things that have happened, stressing about whether or not you're going to run into those things again with the next one, when you shouldn't even give that thought towards the next good thing that should be right around the corner if you had the right mindset to focus your energy towards the things that you truly desired. But because people don't know what they truly desire, hence why they're still stuck where they are and don't know or are too damaged to know what they really want.
Yeah. And I mean, I like the way you put that. And I see, like I say, I'm not just trying to pick at the ladies, because I see it amongst my brothers, you know what I'm saying? I see it in other various communities where you have people that are too damaged. And I ain't gonna say too damaged to love. Like they can love, they can be loved. However, they have to get over, like what he said, they got to get over the things that they've been through and got to know how to not bring that baggage. Like I always say, when it comes down to certain things, when it comes down to being a handyman, you have your toolkit, but you're not using every last one of those tools. Each one of those things is used for a purpose. So when it comes down to your experiences in life and the things that you've been through, you have to look at those things like, okay, I learned this for a reason, I learned that for a reason, but you don't have to, like, yeah, you're carrying that bag with you, but you're just pulling out the pieces that you need. You're not using every last one of those things. Y'all literally coming to somebody's front door and just dumping the whole thing out. And you can't move like that because everybody is different. Every experience is gonna be different. But before you even get to that part, you gotta get to know what you like.
True. That's you a good have metaphor.
To get, yeah, you gotta get to know you. And that's what people's biggest issue is that they don't know them. And then when they think about these things that they hear that they might like in their life, oh, I like that, I want that, I want a man to do this, I want to do that. Like how they got the crazy list that's going out about what kind of dates to go on. When you should be focused on, okay, let me get to know this person. Is this person even worthy of getting a second date? But if you too busy worrying about what he got in his pocket or what she got in her pocket, then if you too busy worrying about smashing, you're not focused on the wrong thing. I mean, on the right thing. You are focused on the wrong thing, but you're not focused on the right thing. You're not focused on the right thing. You're literally, let's keep it real. We have a lot of people that want to be single, but want the benefits of a relationship.
Mm.
So.
That's me.
So they walk into the world. Well, at least you don't do this. Want to be single, want to benefit the relationship, but then they'll walk into the world and they'll give out this victimized response to everything. Mm. Well, I can't find this and I can't do this. And then when they finally do get something, they so damaged because they keep throwing that can't word that my brother tells us not to use. They keep using that word. So think about it. How many times have you seen somebody say, oh, all these niggas ain't shit? The more you keep saying that, I mean, technically the quality of whatever you choosing probably ain't shit.
Right.
Because you're attracted to what you are.
Message.
Ooh. Oh my.
I'm sorry if I hurt some feelings there, but
it's okay. Some people needed to hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you attract a bunch of shit to yourself because you ain't shit.
What flies do? Flies fly around shit, right? So if all the people that you got in your past have been like flies, then that means that you of a hunk of shit. So, and I hate to put it like that, but you got to fix yourself. You know what I'm saying? Now, flies and bees do fly around sweet things too. But at least, you know what I'm saying, you understand you're a sweet thing. That was a bad segue. I was trying. I tried. But y'all get the point, man. Like I said, these meaningful discussions is literally just about helping people hit that pause button, or us hitting the pause button for you, so we can collectively come to a decision or come to a moment of trying to make ourselves better people in a better community.
Mm-hmm.
I get agitated by what's going on in society. I don't even know how many times I've held a door open and not get a thank you. You know what I'm saying? And I know that seemed like something small, but I'm the type of person where I break down everything. What you were saying, like if somebody doing something for you that's a complete stranger, what is it to you just to say thank you? But if you have this mindset of, oh, you're supposed to do that, then you're going to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to go out and you push the energy out there and you're going to go out and you're going to move like that. And everything that you attract is going to see how you're moving and they're going to come at you the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Which it is what it is.
Yep. That's why when I go out, I go out and motherfuckers be looking at me and they be looking the holy door when they see me. And for where I live at, that's some shit.
Yeah. I mean, you walk around with a crown on though, bro. It's different though. You walk around with a whole crown on your head. Like this motherfucker is heavy, y'all. Like it's not light and it's not cheap. I want y'all to understand this shit is heavy. I tried to put it on my pecan and it didn't go too well. It didn't go too well. But I'm just letting y'all know that thing heavy. And he walk around like that all day long. I wanna be, do you shower with the cat with the cane on? Or with the crown on? Like
No, I only take it off when I go in the shower and to bed.
Damn.
That motherfucker heavy. Like you said, my chain was heavy, but that, I think you got me beat on that. Mm-hmm. Cause that thing, I tried it on.
I think I might have a dent right there where it sit in my skull. Why was that funny?
What you mean, why is it funny? You got a whole parking lot, you done made a parking lot in your head for the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, all
right,
it's cool.
And it lay right in that track every time I put it right there. Boom.
As long as your hair keep going.
Yeah, I have to keep checking every minute.
Because if you got like a line going across
the if they start doing like how when you park your car on your grass too long, I'm going to have to stop weighing it. I'm going to have to get something else going on.
Oh, you get like some little brackets that you put on your side, so sit on your ear.
Something's gonna have to happen. It got to change up. I can't.
Listen, if y'all got ideas, y'all send them in, so we can keep this crown on this man.
Well,
head.
I mean, the first idea for anybody would be, nigga, get a bigger crown that fit around your skull. But I got to get those tailor made, and they cost even more.
I thought that's how you wanted to wear it way back though, like T.I.
Ooh, no. See, the way this happened was, I got the crown. They were the size that they were. I already had 7 of them. So because they don't sit around my forehead like I want them to, which then would defeat the purpose of a magnificent tape line that I got from Breeze down at True Culture Barber Lounge in Woodstock.
True Culture Barber Lounge in Woodstock? How much that cut cost? Because that's what you need to tell the people. I don't give a fuck about the name. How much it costs?
Oh, the cut is $40.
Oh, wow.
And $10 extra for the beard.
Okay, I spend about $50 for
my... Yeah, I spend about $60.
$60?
Oh, yeah, you got to tip your bartender.
$20? You tip them $10?
$10.
I tip my barber $5.
I mean, you got to tip them when they do a good job now. Come on. Sometimes I mean, can't tip
like, he got you looking nice. You know what I'm saying? He got you right. I mean, mine came from Avenue. You know what I'm saying? I kept my own hair. 18 years. But I ain't braid my own hair though. That'd be kind of cool if I could do that. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I never learned to braid mine either.
So
back to the topic at hand. When we talk about being damaged, I want to let you know that you first and foremost need to take the heavy negative connotation off of the word damaged. Because when you say that to people, that they're damaged or whatever, they instantly go into defense mode when we're only telling them the truth. Everyone's damaged, especially us, because we've been through a lot of shit and we've had to see a lot of shit that our ancestors had to witness. And we realized that, oh, this world ain't shit. But when we say damaged, that's what we mean. We mean we have a lot of that stuff that weighs on us, that makes us the person or adults that we become. So it's not necessarily a bad connotation. It's just the truth being let out and then you making a decision within yourself, whether you want to be better than that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because although we joke, we laugh, we play, this MD medical, this was some thought put into this, because these discussions are supposed to bring you to a point of wanting to be a better you. And if you won't go and get counseling, and you will watch a podcast where we joke, have a good time, and have these meaningful discussions, then by all means, let us be that platform, because we need therapy as much as we don't think we do, or we shy away from it because of the negative connotation it has gotten. But our culture, this is our counseling right here. We go and we talk to people that have insight or different perspectives on topics, like we used to do with uncles and cousins and all that, whoever you confide in. That's your counseling. And if you don't get that, then you're going to be damaged
big time
for the rest of your life. But see, the thing about damaged things is they can be fixed. So if you need anything fixed, call me. Mr. Fix It has a service that you guys should call on. But Meaningful Discussions is here for the mental fix that you need. So by all means, if you guys are going through any of this stuff and you have questions or want to know our perspectives on your particular situation, we can have those discussions as well, because it is very important for us to realize that when we have that someone we can confide in, or someone that can give us a different perspective on topics such as being damaged and not knowing what you want, those are two really big things.
Yeah. And like I always say, and like I was going to say earlier, meaningful discussion is not necessarily replacing, but it's bringing back that like you say, that heart talk. The way we was raised, and I don't consider myself a country, but I am from the South. I grew up in the city of Atlanta. I'm from the west side of Atlanta. However, I have a lot of family that's from the outskirts and that's from like the country areas. And one thing I know about the country, and dealing with your big moms and stuff like that, they didn't care about your feelings to a certain extent. If they telling you something that you need to hear, they're going to tell you what you need to hear. And I feel like in this society right now, we're slaves to words. I called somebody a narcissist the other day, and they thought that I was being offensive, but I wasn't saying they are narcissists. I was saying that their thoughts and their views is narcissistic. If you're thinking in one way and you think everybody's supposed to think the same way you're thinking, that is narcissism. It's a word. It's a definition of what you are. If somebody explaining something, we can't be slaves to words when we hear certain things, especially if it's something that can actually help us. Because if you embracing that, because when somebody called me conceited one time, I embraced it, and I had to embrace it, because I was like, okay, well, for a long time I thought I was ugly. For a long time I thought that I was ugly because I was picked at for my color. I mean, not picked at in a way like that, but it's still damaging to be the butt end of everybody's joke when they talk about a dark-skinned person. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand how that bothers you. You know, when you're the darkest in the room, every time somebody got something to say, somebody a reference of being dark, you're the person that they point at. And then you look at yourself and you're like, I'm not really that dark. I can wear black and you still see me. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that. Those type of things are damaging. However, I didn't let that. I grew out of that, and I grew out of being a slave to the word. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm finna find a way to benefit off this. Yeah, my melanin is popping. I'm not a slave to the word of being dark skinned. And just like a lot of people, when they hear about you're damaged, or are they saying that are you conceited, or you're narcissistic, or anything that somebody is pointing and saying about you, don't be afraid to take heed to that, even if it's coming from an asshole. Because somebody's right. And it don't hurt to try to better yourself. You know what I'm saying? So don't become a slave to the construct of the word. Just break it down and read root word and find a way to be better. So if you are damaged and you're feeling like you basically are what we're talking about, and you've been through what we're talking about, like we say, you can talk to us. We got an open door policy. You can always message us. My Instagram is only the number one avenue, AVANU.
Y'all know how to spell my name. I'm going to say these 2 points right here, because I want y'all to understand where I'm coming from a little bit. When I say you're a narcissist, you might motherfucking be a narcissist. claim that shit, accept that shit, and if you don't like that shit about yourself, fix it.
Thank you, yeah.
But don't get angry and try slaying nothing nobody way because they call you something that you are. Accept who you are. That's part of that self-love shit that everybody's running around here talking about. They love themselves, but no, you don't. You still hiding behind all these other words and claiming shit that don't even concern you for real, but you want to be something different. That makes no sense at all. So for one, the truth hurts, but you got to accept it and move the fuck on. Point number two, y'all don't want to claim the truths that are thrown at you, but for whatever reason, we took so fast to claim the word nigga. The word that we right now still claim is the worst word we could be called if it's used with a different ending. But if somebody tell you, oh, you mean, I ain't mean, I just acted that. No, you're mean, bitch. Somebody tell you, you rude as fuck. You're rude, bitch. Okay, we know that. This ain't the first time you heard somebody tell you that, and this ain't the first time you've gotten this type of response from someone for being exactly what you are. So just accept it, and if you do not like it, change it. Truth hurts. Accept it. Love yourself for that. And when you receive that truth and you don't like it, change it. Because some of y'all changed from being a hoe to wanting to be a housewife. And some of y'all went from being the most humble church-going little child to being the world's biggest slut. And come on. So you mean to tell me all that stuff can happen? Y'all can change in those dramatic ways, but you can't change the small flaws in yourself that you don't even like about yourself? What sense that make? Fix it.
Fix it. That's it. That's it. That's all we got for you. We will see you next week. Same place, same time. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. First of all, episode 3, we've been gone for a minute. How was your Thanksgiving, brother?
Oh, it's been good. I eat. What, man?
My Thanksgiving was good too. I eat too. I drink also, and I smoke. I smoke.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but that's every day. I sat right here at this house. We had meal at the house. I eat.
I
went to sleep.
Pretty good. I actually lost weight. I think it's because all the greens I was eating, it was cleaning me up.
Good.
But we're not going to get on that again because the episode when I was talking about, and I'm not going to do that to these people again.
If you would like to sell it, you can sell it. Mm-hmm.
Sell your poop?
Yeah. If you would like to sell it, just let me know and I'll send you the website. Okay. Okay. Let me put some conversation on that. Okay. So they're doing studies where they study people's dietary whatever's with along with what they have in their waste. So they will purchase your waste for scientific study. That's what I'm saying.
They out here buying shit, y'all.
All I'm saying is if there's money out there to be had, I'm trying to learn every possible way to get it. There's just some things I'm not willing to do. But if you're willing to do...
Oh, so you ain't sending your shit, but you...
But if you would like to, I will let you know how you can.
I'm just trying to figure out how they collect... You got them and you got it.
Either you can use the little catch pan that they... Yeah.
So all my FedEx and UPS and anybody else that's doing delivery, let me know. No, don't let me know. Don't let me know.
I was looking at you.
I'm trying to be like, how do you pick up shit? Like, when you go pick it up?
It's not like that. It's packaged in a box, just like any other package. You don't know what you're picking up.
But I'm saying, some folks got some. I'm saying, some folks.
It is.
Some burritos, masala.
You don't think they seal it?
You think
they have to seal it? That's what they send you the shit. This is how you package it and send it to us. Yeah, all that comes with it. You don't just put it in a plastic bag and tie it up in the hands and no baggage.
Oh, shit.
Put it in a Ziploc bag with a mail in postage. Is this the address, right?
What's the address? Shit. Shit Road. Up Shit's Creek Drive.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, other money tips and side hustle jobs like that will be discussed on Salary Driven. If you guys want to pop on over there and get your insights starting on January. The second weekend in January, we'll start our financial guidance portion of the podcast. But yeah.
Also, the Pressure Love concert was amazing. It was super amazing. We have not one of the artists. I'm one of the artists. But we also have another artist that's actually here in our audience, just basically chiming in with us and just vibing with us. It was pretty good. I liked every bit of it. I think I liked the second half the most, not because I was closing in the headline.
I think that's why. But
I liked the second half because it was like everything was just smooth, and I can't wait to the next one.
Because
I was
inebriated, yeah. And I was up on that mic saying some stuff that was just reckless and random.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm scared. But I keep getting...
So we'll see you guys next time.
That's how we're going to do? All right.
Intellectuals from different fields, masters of their respective crafts, diagnose the enigma of society as they bond, grow, and laugh through the prescription of meaningful discussion.
Subscribe, bruh. Come on, subscribe.